You are now locked in to another episode of the Real Soulful Podcast with Joe Wrights.
How did the friendship form? Who initiated it?
Smoke too much for that. I can't take that for yesterday.
who initiated the friendship?
I don't think anyone in it, like, we had, like, in year seven, when we knew each other.
I think it was cool. Sydney, just off the cuff.
But, no.
Because she looks like that type of just.
We were cool, but we had, like, other friends, like, mutuals. We had close friends that were mutual, yeah. So we'd be around each other. That. And then we started doing athletics together, so we would have to.
Oh, you guys did athletics?
Yeah.
What were you guys doing? Track, field?
Track.
100, 200.
100 relay.
Ah, wow, okay.
Yeah.
It's funny. I used to do track as well.
Really? What did you used to do?
100, 200, triple jump.
Okay.
Yeah.
I used to do high jump as well. I love high jump.
Interesting.
I could not get into that.
Wow, I love it. Just throwing yourself over that thing. It's just
So you guys are like sporty babes, yeah?
I wouldn't class myself as that, you know. I mean, we used to be when we were younger.
Yeah, I like gym, but I wouldn't say anything other than that.
Do you have like common hobbies between the two of you? So like Soul sings. I don't know if you're also.
I wish I can't do anything.
Oh my god, no.
I'm not talented.
No, she is creative. You are creative.
Guess what, man? What she got in her tank? What you got?
I don't.
Nah, you got something. What does she have? Go on, Soul, speak for her.
Yeah, she's shy. Tell me, because I don't know.
Firstly, personality wise, she's just.
But talent wise, I ain't gonna tell.
Bro, yeah, she's a people person. You don't have to be able to do something. Like, she
that's a talent in itself, I'll be real.
Anyway, she can do any job, really.
Oh, wow.
Thanks.
See, PR's got you, man.
I don't know why. I just think she should.
Yeah, I can see you DJing. Are you a music head?
Yeah, I love music. Yeah. My dad even DJs, to be fair. So he could teach me, actually.
Nice. What kind of music are you into?
Anything, just not rock. Don't fuck with that.
Okay, cool. Is that the same for you? So,
yeah, not rock. Yeah, I like everything. Like anything black, really. Like
anything
jazz.
Black.
No, like black originally or African. Or
okay,
American,
first.
Jazz, R&B, hip hop, blues. Like anything, just with that undertow. Just
okay.
And I do. I was gonna say I don't like pop, but I like pop when they have a hint of like our stuff in it.
Do you have any examples?
Like Ariana Grande like had a little period and she was just doing a bit. And like, I'm sorry, her voice is just.
She can actually sing though, I'll be real. She can sing too. She can sing.
Mm-hmm.
So what genre would you put yourself in, like music wise, as an artist? Where do you fit in the puzzle?
I feel like you're like R&B.
I'm definitely R&B, but I'm not. I can do more than that, but that's where I'm most comfortable.
Okay.
But like proper R&B, like I don't really like. The electric sound. Like
what's the electric sound?
Like this type of, you know, like the really high pitched, like guitar, like everything.
Oh,
like done
okay,
on Logic.
Okay, yeah,
like
yeah,
I
yeah,
do
yeah.
Like
I feel you.
Proper like
live.
Beats.
Okay, okay, okay.
It doesn't have to be live, but just instruments. Yes. You know,
like percussion.
Yeah.
I have a thing with R&B like nowadays, that'll be real. I don't know if it's a bad thing, but I feel like a lot of the singers get away with that nasy thing that they've been doing. I don't know.
Yeah, like
you know what
singing,
I'm talking about?
Like not really.
I remember there was a time they used to get onto Georgia Smith with this. Like they used to say that she couldn't really sing. That she had a very like nasal kind of vibe,
yeah,
and it wasn't.
What vocal coaches do though, like hold your nose.
While you practice
to make sure you're not singing through your nose.
So long. Maybe I should get into the singing bag, bruv. I think I could still. All right, let me show you guys. But yeah, man, this is Real Soulful. Yo, what do people? This is Real Soulful, episode 69. Let me check, bruv. I'm losing track.
That's going to be so weird because the podcast that I did before, that was episode 69.
Really?
Yeah, they're ups today still. I don't want to hear that pod again. Yeah, man. 69. This episode 69. We've got some big guests in the studio as always. I'm not going to introduce you guys. You guys can introduce yourselves. Even though I've asked you your names, but the listeners can hear one more time. Go on. Let's introduce themselves first.
Okay. My name's Sydney.
Hi, I'm Adesola.
And welcome to the podcast.
I feel like I'm a jealous person.
What constitutes as cheating to you?
Like, if you're going to kiss, do something sexual, like, me, yeah, you're going like.
So, in your eyes, then flirting isn't cheating?
I wouldn't say.
Okay.
But I wouldn't like it.
Well, you wouldn't class it as cheating, though?
No.
Calm.
Just because something's not cheating though doesn't mean it's okay.
Yeah,
I didn't say that. Like, I just said, I asked the question of whether she thinks flirting is cheating. She said no, it's not. So it's cool, isn't it?
But then it's like, what kind of flirting? Because some people have harmless flirting, some people are just natural flirting.
I don't believe in that. I don't believe in the harmless flirting thing.
But then what's flirting to you?
Like, before I used to think it was a thing. Nowadays I don't think so. I think you're a little bit conscious of the things you say, and like how it, like the tone in which you say it. You know what you're doing, isn't it? So I don't know if you can say it's harmless per se. Nah. Would you consider it cheating, flirting?
No. I used to think of that saying of if they can't do it in your presence is cheating, but it's not cheating because sometimes it can be harmless, but it's inappropriate.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. Like it's not right. It's not gonna run. It's definitely gonna
don't
be a
problem, let even if you're joking, don't let someone else even think
that. Yeah, that's
okay, that could be a possibility kind of thing. Yes.
Yeah,
but it's not cheating. I'm not gonna like break up with you if you keep doing it.
Have you guys cheated before?
When I was like 14.
It's funny you stated the age. That's very funny.
It's
true,
it's still bad. It that's is. Very no, funny. Take full accountability for it.
You haven't cheated.
I didn't do anything though. It's the same thing. I didn't do anything. Bye. But I flirted, so I guess
you haven't. It's fine. Hey, listen, Rose, this is an honest podcast. Don't worry. There's no. It's a safe space.
I said that.
No, she actually hasn't. She's been in like one relationship. Like,
oh, sorry.
She got cheated. Not actually. That's fine. That's not.
No, it's true.
But it's true. Like, it's weren't her to being a bad person in that situation.
Right. How did you find out? Do you get to share, or is it something you don't want to?
It doesn't hurt me. It's just like.
You sure? Should I say a trigger warning?
It was mad, actually. It was like a movie. It was crazy.
Wow. Tell us detail.
Intrigued. I mean, I'm not gonna go into crazy detail, but
fair enough. How did you find out is the probably the crux on Twitter.
Actually, the cheating I found out from looking through his boy's phone.
Not even his phone, his boy's phone.
Yes.
That sounds a bit crazy.
No, because
what gave you the incentive to look through his boy's phone?
I just knew he was hiding something. I knew that it wasn't finished because it happened in stages, the whole like breakdown.
Okay.
So I was just like, something's hiding up. So we all went to school together, me and my ex. First. So a lot of his friends were cool with me, I was cool with them. So even after, like, we were cool. So me and his friend were just chilling, nothing like that, just chilling. And he went to the toilet, I'm like, I'm going through that phone. Went through it and I saw a chat.
Why did you do that?
I don't really care.
Why did you do that? Because do women not understand? You know this whole thing about like if you go looking for something, you will find something.
I'm happy I found it because I know.
No, exactly. I'm glad you found something, but it's like brace yourself, innit? Like
you're no, of course. Okay, fair. Like, I have enough self awareness to know because this stuff had already happened. We weren't together.
Okay, cool.
It's
cool,
not
cool,
like I was with him when I found this out.
Fair.
So I went through it and I just saw the evidence right there. And I was like,
oh, wait, okay. You weren't together when it was happening. So then.
No, when I found out, but I scrolled the date. Okay. We were still together.
Have you ever cheated? I feel like I need to interview you.
You guys are guests. You don't get
sounds
that privilege.
Sounds like yeah, then.
Nah, I've said it.
Even if I was 14.
What's she doing? Nah, I've said on the pod. I have still not my proudest moment.
Yeah, but, no, that's good. I feel like if you can at least take responsibility, but then do you feel like once a cheat, always a cheater? Do you believe in that? If you are,
I think you need to get into the habit of understanding where you are in life.
Yeah,
and if you're not that person that wants to be committed,
don't
try and force it. Obviously, yeah, I feel like I've been in a position where, even in instances where I know I'm not ready, I still like, I have this urge to be like, nah, you gotta get out of this stage. But sometimes it's like jumping out of that stage, you just gotta know whether like you're ready to jump out fully. So once you hit that spot, then you're good to go. You should be all right.
I think that whole talk about women don't take accountability.
Y'all niggas don't. You guys don't take accountability. Don't
maybe
do.
I'm just talking to myself then, but men don't
like accountability for what though? Like
for your actions.
Like actions at what?
You
like,
can't
what
ask someone to take accountability if you're not also taking accountability, especially if you have a part to play. A lot of men that do wrong things, fine, there's both parties wrong, but they want her to be like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
but
you to acknowledge you're wrong.
But what about their wrong? They don't want to acknowledge that.
As in the guy doesn't want to acknowledge his wrong.
Yeah, more time when the guys that stay talking, oh yeah, but you did this, you did that, they're deflecting from what they've done.
There's truth in that, I'll be real. There's some truth in that, I'll be real. But I feel like a lot of women sometimes they dismiss it, that they're very dismissive. So it's like, if we're going back and forth about something, sometimes some guys will be acknowledgeable of the fact that they've done something wrong. And now I'm waiting on you to be like, okay, cool, this is your time to tell me what you've done wrong. You don't wanna hear that. Just be bypassing.
But you're saying if that's something you know about or something you don't know about.
Sorry?
Ask them again.
What?
Is that something you know about that you're asking them to take accountability for, or you ask them to take, like, be honest about something that you wouldn't know about?
What?
Or both?
Ask the question again. I'm
you
a bit.
Don't get it.
I'm actually back. No,
I got what you were saying.
Yeah. I was lost.
Wait, what you say you know about, as in like, oh wait, as in like, have they told them?
Yeah, like, do you know about what they're gonna
own? Oh no, yeah, like, I have my intuition about what I know you've done wrong, and I need you to be expressive of the fact that you also know what you've done wrong. And women don't do that. They don't do that.
But do you want to accept the fact in both sides that sometimes one party actually isn't wrong and the other party is just
nah, there will always be some.
I don't think two people are wrong every time. Sometimes, but I don't think every time two people
are wrong. One person will be dead wrong. Fair enough.
Apologize.
But then in those instances where the woman is dead wrong, does she take accountability in the same way where the man. Are you sure?
I am thinking, I'm about to say
she doesn't.
Actually.
Yeah, she doesn't. Do better, guys, man.
They do, but they don't. Because I'm not a fan of like painting everyone with the same brush. I never, when I talk shit about men, I know not all men are stupid and emotionally unavailable and annoying and whatever.
Oh, wow. hella labels, bro.
That's a lot there.
Hella labels.
I don't think all men are like that, honestly. I have some great friends and I love my male friends, you know what I mean? Mm. But there's also some. Same thing with women, there's also some.
Yeah, it's true.
So I don't believe in painting everyone the same brush. Yeah, there's some women that don't know how to say sorry, but there's also some men that.
Do you know how to say sorry?
I feel like I do, yes. Sometimes it might take me long, but most of the time, in the moment, I say it. I don't, like, I'll be like, oh, okay, cool, sorry for that, but. Yes. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, I will say sorry, but I'm not gonna, like, I don't speak unless I really sat, thought about it, like, okay, and when I come and speak to you, I've thought it out. I don't come at you sideways. I come at you direct.
Sydney, are you co-signing what she's saying? Yeah.
No, I feel like I act on my emotions quick.
I think I'll regret it after. Oh yeah, I think you're saying that
you co-signing.
Like, am I telling the truth?
Yeah, as in like she's telling the truth. She's not
speaking.
Not always.
Like, for example, in your friendship groups, like, if one of you's done something wrong, let's say someone's done something wrong, is she quick to acknowledge her wrongdoings and like say sorry?
I think it depends on the situation.
Have you guys been in a fight before?
What? With each other?
Yeah.
No. Not really proper.
Like, you said once and now you said...
We had an argument.
Yeah. Like,
was it over a guy?
So dumb. No. Literally, it was so dumb. It was on holiday. It was just about something to say. I was on holiday.
She was trying to tell me she wants to go home. We're in the middle of dam. And she wants to go home on her own. I'm just like,
what?
I'm not going to leave you
but
to go home on your
the
own.
The train journey was so simple. I knew I wasn't getting lost. It's just.
But why did you want to go home?
Because there was just a lot happened on the trip and I just wasn't in the mood. And I just wanted to go to my room. It was the last day. I was like, you know, let me just go to my room, chill, have a nice night. You guys do your thing, come back, we chill. And they were like, no, I'm not letting you.
I don't care. I'd rather argue with you for like half an hour and become later.
Yeah.
Then you turn up on the news dead or something. Like,
fair enough.
I will argue for that moment. Like,
worth the argument.
It's fine. Like,
that was literally the only argument we had.
Oh,
then when we was there, we was just like, yeah, we need a break for each other. When we come back, like, we spent enough time together.
Yeah, we actually did take.
Oh, you don't do that, yeah? You take like healthy breaks.
I mean,
from
we're
each
not like all for like best friends. We're not like all up. We don't talk.
Yeah,
every
like,
day.
We don't need that. I think we're quite. I don't like clingy friends, so I'm glad.
You know
that
what
you're
it
not
is?
Like that. She literally is 30 seconds down the road from me. Like, if you need to come see me, you can.
Cute friendship, man. Lovely friendship. What do you guys think about the podcast space? Do you like it? What you see on the net about podcasting and podcasters like myself? Be honest.
Yeah, I don't.
You don't have anything to say about those who are in
the
podcast space?
I just don't like when people are closed-minded about their opinions, but that's in life in general for me.
Okay. So?
I think. I personally haven't seen any generalized tweets on podcasts. Honestly, I'm trying to think. Mm. I've seen tweets on certain podcasts. But not like, oh, podcast or this. But like I said before, I don't know if we were recording, but it's just, if you talk shit, then yeah, you're talking shit. And I'm sorry that there's just some people that just talk absolute shit. And I think sometimes they know they're talking shit, but when you talk shit, you make money because people go and look. And
it's true.
When you're talking real stuff,
facts.
It's like,
it's this, yeah, true.
When you're saying something controversial, you're shouting and acting.
A lot of Higgy Hagar behavior on the TL about podcasts is specifically men needing to stop podcasting.
Because
apparently we are misogynistic and we bring down black women and we gossip.
I feel like you could say about the same about girls, to be fair. I feel like women, you don't really see women speaking highly of men. You do hear people speaking, oh, men are trash, men are this. Like, I don't really feel like there's that many girls that actually say good stuff about men. Like, but I do see what
you see it more on our side.
No, not even. I do. I see it from both sides.
Oh,
I always see stuff from both sides, but I feel like the women are more coming for like their experiences, you know, what they've been through with men. Whereas I'm sorry, on these podcasts, even just in general,
They're very generalized.
They are very judgmental. Yeah. They're very disrespectful, but it's funny. It's masked in this screaming. Whereas we're talking about this guy did this, so we still shouldn't generalize. I always say that.
Okay.
But like, they're just coming for certain things that just are unnecessary.
No, definitely.
Do you know what I'm saying? I don't think women as a whole, like on a grand scale, come for men like personally.
No problem.
As much as, you know, the other side. Sorry.
The other side.
Yeah, a lot of women have been saying that they don't like men podcasting. They got close up shop, which I obviously don't agree with at all.
Yeah.
Simply because, obviously, I'll be real. I feel like, I'll be very real. A lot of you lot are very sensitive, man. And not gonna lie to you, there are certain things that I feel like, from like a podcast perspective and like the space, the creative space of podcasting, certain things shouldn't be said in it. But it's like when you're a lot of us, I would say a lot of guys who podcast, they see this as like therapy. I know hella man who are like, they've got guys with them, and when they come like one day in the week where they're podcasting and they're talking, it's a form of therapy, innit? They're just talking their ish, getting things out, whether it's funny, serious, whatever it may be, in it. But I feel like certain things you gotta present in the same way, and especially if you have influence as well, you gotta be mindful of like some of the things that some of the things that you're saying. But I'll be very real, a lot of you girls are very, very, you're a bit sensitive sometimes,
but then I feel like you get very clownish.
You just don't like men having fun, I'll be real.
But I've seen crazy women.
I didn't say that. Whoa, Cindy, what are you on? What's she doing?
No, but why
don't do not do that. I didn't say that. I just said do you know what? I'll give an example. I remember a time when girls were tweeting about guys getting on the 360 post thing. Saying that was childish. It's just like, you lot don't want to just see men just thrive and flourish in what they're doing.
Yeah, no, I feel like
every little thing you've got to criticize.
Yeah, jovial stuff like that. I'm more talking about, do you know what? People don't really get away with talking shit like that on podcasts because people just not watch or whatever. But I think maybe people are judging them from what people have said.
Oh yeah, facts, for real, you know for real.
Yeah,
for
like
real.
You do get people just attention seek, say something, like you said earlier, like just to get that bit of attention and fame and that star like that.
As a whole, I like podcasts of men, women. Like, I like actually watching to see what you guys talk about, to see what you guys like. I don't hate men, but I don't, call a spade a spade. When you're chatting shit, just being them type of men from back in the day. No, because you have to evolve. People don't understand, you actually have to evolve. Like, you can't say, because that's how it was back then, it needs to be it now, because not everything works.
Fizz. So the post question I saw recently was about two creative spaces, TikTok and obviously podcasting. I remember a girl tweeting and saying, would you rather have a guy who's on TikTok or a guy who does a podcast? Prior to that, I remember seeing another tweet. I've been on Twitter a lot this year and I shouldn't, because I said I wouldn't be really on there like that. But I remember prior to that, there was a girl also tweeting about, she said, imagine going on a date and finding out that he has a podcast. And I remember there was like hella retweets, like just people just having bants and just making jokes. Because I feel like you lot fear that, especially from an angle where maybe you're interested in this guy, you fear that he probably brings your, like all the things you guys do onto the podcast.
Even if he tries not to one day, it's just going to come out.
To be fair, I'm guilty of it as well. I'll be real. Like, things I've been involved with particular women, it's been said on the pod, but it's been said in a way it's like, you might not even know I'm talking about you. Like, it's done well. It's the sky's door. Do you get it? But do you not have that fear? Have you been with guys who are like into like this like space, like podcasts and things of that nature? Would you be scared about dating someone who's into the podcast thing?
If he's a sensible person,
These are some very whiffity whiffity answers, bro.
If he's a sense, no, because the thing is, you can't say a podcast person. You stop.
That's calm.
You can't say a podcast person is like that. If I like you, the actual relationship works. Do your job.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
There'll be certain things I'll say, like maybe our sex life or whatever. Don't talk about it.
Yeah.
But you can talk about funny things.
How do you feel about him being ambiguous about being in a relationship for the sake of the pod? So he must declare that he's in a relationship.
You don't have to declare it, but if you're asked, don't lie about it. You're right.
Like, no, not lying about it. Ambiguous, yeah. Like you.
It's not about being ambiguous. It's like you can, like, just don't flat out say no. Don't deny it. That'll,
But you wouldn't have. Why he hasn't got to tell anyone who you are? But my girl.
Business,
Well, that's already baiting itself. To be fair, yeah, I guess that's ambiguous. Because I remember that the guys always used to make this joke about me, because obviously, like, a lot of people that watch the pod, they will know, like, obviously it's just me and guessing it. Mm-hmm. So whenever, like, relationship things come up, you don't, I talk from a place of, like, I talk from the third person, innit?
Yeah.
So you would never really know whether I'm speaking from a place of experience or not.
So I ask you?
Huh? Because
I will.
Sorry?
Sorry.
Say, ask a question.
I said until I ask you. Yeah, because I will.
Until you ask me, innit? So... Nah, yeah, but it's true.
No, it's true.
So what, would you rather have someone who's on the TikTok vibe or the podcast? How do you feel about the TikTok vibe? Guys that are on the TikTok? Do you think it's corny? Do you like what a you little, see? Are you guys depends. On, are you on TikTok?
Yeah, but I don't really post. But I think it depends what they post that would make a difference as if to I would be with them or not.
Okay, fairs. Like the content?
Yeah.
Fairs. What's off the list whatsoever?
Like being really vain and... them cringy, like, no, I'll block them.
LOL.
But
what's up with this for you, so? Cringy stuff as well, yeah? What about, like, the comedic stuff?
Depends, though, because that can be a flop sometimes. Yeesh. Sometimes I feel like, it's not that funny, that. Like,
yeah, unless you're actually funny.
Yeah, like,
damn.
Actually, I have to find you funny.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm like, boy, the masses find him funny and you don't.
You're
clean. Sorry. What? So he's got like 150k of people laughing their ass off, and you're saying he's not funny.
There's a fine line between a good looking guy that you find funny and a good looking guy that is just a leak. I'm sorry.
Wow.
And so he's gonna be so funny to the next girl. It's just about what you like.
God damn.
So if he's funny and everyone else thinks he's funny, I don't give a shit. My man's funny. I like it. Okay. It's all about you.
You. Yeah. Oh, okay. Fair.
But I feel like I like low key people. So I don't even know if I'd want either.
You don't like people that are in front of the cam like that, no?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think I like it when someone's low key.
I feel like more low key in a personality way. I don't care, like.
Girls always talk this nonsense.
No, when I say personality, no Instagram, I mean like, no I don't Twitter. Like the guy that's
no, not even, but.
That's too jumpy. It's
annoying. What the hell does that mean? What does jumpy mean? They're just
excited.
Yeah,
some
people just. Oversharing, like just.
Yeah, like you need to kind of have some type of, like, maybe. There's a bit of, like, I don't know what to call it, tradition, but I like a manly man. That's just cool.
Yeah. It's okay. Shit. Okay.
No, seriously, I just like a guy that's, like, he can still have fun. I don't like stush guys either. That just stay there and just,
but just very I don't like reserved. You like reserved, is that what you're saying?
Just know the right time. Because some guys do at the wrong time. That's it. The right time. Be stupid, jovial with your boys, whatever. Mm. But there's some certain times where it's just like, relax. Mm. Some guys don't know.
Do you lot know each other's types as friends?
Thanks.
Yeah, got on the money.
Yeah.
What's Sydney's
I don't
type?
Even know if I would.
I don't know if her type is in the exterior. I can just meet a guy and I know.
That's Sydney.
But she doesn't have like.
In like what sense? Like
in terms of their vibe, definitely like their look as well. I can tell a guy that's Sydney. Well, maybe the look, not so much, but definitely their vibe. If I like their vibe, I just know.
Like, what would their vibe be though?
Like, chilled, but like, dry sense of humor.
Dry sense? She says you don't like funny niggas.
Like, sarcastic, like, sense of humor. But a lot rude, like still respectful.
Mm.
Obviously good looking.
Okay.
Good looking. Also a bit manly, not like crazy, but like a man.
Fez.
What else can I say? Has to have a sense of humor as well. Like it's not always serious. Like,
okay.
Can't take things too like to heart.
Yeah.
Like,
she got you, man. Joke. That's wingman right there, bro.
I'm do you think you know her type as well? That's what I'm thinking.
Got no
I don't
clue.
Know, you know.
Really?
I feel like you like clowns. Like you like No, but you like someone who can have like a joke as well. Like you do.
Yeah, we can both like catch each other.
Oh, okay. That kind of relationship fares.
I don't know what else though.
Do you know what she likes like on the exterior?
Black boy.
So I was looking at you like, you should know this, man. This is
tall,
ABC.
Handsome, black boy.
Tall, dark, and handsome. Straight up.
Dark.
Like, dark. Fairs.
Yeah.
Fairs. Darker than me. Darker
than you. I prefer. Yeah.
How's your looks like relationship, love life's been in the past? Has it been good? Can you guys say it's been nice?
Boy,
hella stories. Do share, man. Today is a chilled. You know what? This might be therapy. I haven't done therapy with my guests in a sec.
Cancelling session.
What's been going on?
No, I feel like both of us have really been only in like one really serious relationship, haven't we? Really?
I even call it serious. Really.
Can I ask a question?
I've never been.
Do you lot feel it's right to like as friends to be involved in your friend's relationship? You think it's
would
not
you mean
right,
involved though?
As in like, for example, let's say Sol's like has got a boyfriend. Would you feel like, not necessarily have a right of way or passage, but would you want to be involved in that relationship? Like know who he is, maybe have him on social media.
I don't feel like I need him on social media, but I want to know who he is. I want to know that they're right for my friend. I want to meet them and know that they're a right person. I can vibe with them. It's cool. But I don't need to have him on social media. I don't care about that. If
you didn't like him, would you still date him? If Sydney didn't like him, would you still date him?
I mean, I still date him, but I definitely talk to her.
She said,
like,
fuck you, bro.
I wouldn't expect her to leave.
Exactly. I will respect her and be like, okay, like, why? Yeah. Like, what happened? Like, what made you think that?
She's giving you, like, a good solid ground reason. Like, I don't know.
I'm not going to just, she doesn't like him. F off to you. But I would definitely, like, hear her. Okay, like,
yeah.
And if she's stuck with her decision for not liking him, you still date him, though?
I mean, if it's a thing where, like, what she doesn't like, it's not even an issue for me, or it's something that I don't agree with,
okay,
I'll maybe just keep them separate and like, I don't know, I kind of cross the bridge when I get there. I don't know. And if it's like an ongoing thing, then I'll probably pray about it and be like, okay, like what is it that this girl doesn't see or that sees as bad in him that I'm not seeing?
I
feel like that's kind of an important relationship to have. Your wedding and like the future, if you have kids with each other, like they're going to come around your house. If that's your closest friend, you need to be able to get along somehow, like even if it's just civil, just to like be like hi and bye or whatever.
I wouldn't leave my man. I feel like that's vice versa.
She said, yep, I'm out.
That's why we're like good.
We're very real.
You're clued up.
Certain things that I was about to say, like, I don't like the whole, like, why is my man talking to my friend?
Yeesh.
Why are you guys cool? Why are you guys bantering? Why are they talking alone? It's like, bro, if. First of all, these friends are meant to be your lifelong partner. This is meant to be a lifelong partner. Are you telling me every time there's a function where you guys have kids, they're not going to speak? That I feel like I want my man to be friends with
me. To be friends with friends.
Like, like that whole thinking, honestly, I don't get it.
Do you agree with like there being a separation once you get into a relationship and like that distance between, obviously now, because you know, like for example, girls always say, oh, when their friends get into relationships, they forget all about them. Mm-hmm. Kind of vibe.
I feel like there should be a balance, because if you get too hooked up in your relationship, then you haven't got anyone around you. Like if you've got no one to talk to, and you've cut everyone off just for that one person, like, who are you talking to? I'll be concerned about them if anything. But I feel like you should be understandable with your friends when they do get in a relationship. It is easy to get hooked up in that kind of you're in love, like you have that stage. Like, but I think you need a balance, like even just for your own mental health, you need a balance between not being so dependent on that one person, like
having like your own group of circle friends to be around with. Interesting.
But I feel like I'll tell my friends that now.
I feel like girls do it more naturally than guys do, though. I feel like guys in relationships, they don't really forget about their guys like that.
Yeah, no, I don't feel like they do. I feel like the girls will be waiting at home.
What do you say?
Guys love their boys.
Love our boys.
And I think it's because guys don't really change their friends from like childhood.
I don't think guys feel their friends like that. I'll be real. I feel like once guys have a set.
That's what I just said.
When they have a set group of friends, it's a lot to
life. I think that's why they love their book. Like, we love our friends too, but I think, like I said.
Nah, you guys are on rotation, man.
No, I don't agree.
You guys cut each other off for not attending birthdays, bro. What are you talking about? You lot are in rotation all the time.
Personally.
Yeah.
I think as girls, I don't like generalizing, but I just feel like girls, when they're disrespected or certain boundaries crossed, we address it. Yes. I feel like with boys, they may address it months later or weeks later,
mm-hmm.
and then kind of, even if they don't really resolve it, like, oh, we talked about it, you're my boy, I yeah. love you. Like, let's be
that's cool.
cool. However, with girls, if they don't come to an agreement about that certain disrespect, it's long. And I just think that's how we are. I think guys are able to just kind of sweep things, but we read into things. It's like, you did this, meaning that you thought it was okay. And the thing is, to guys, oh, it sounds like, oh, so crazy, but you have
no,
to...
No, it is crazy. It's not sound. It's not crazy, it is very because crazy.
You have to look at people's... When they do an action, okay, why did they do that?
Okay, cool.
You think, and the guys don't think about that, which is fine, but women do. And that's another thing I go back to in terms of understanding. Both women and men need to stop trying to make the one person like men and one person like women. Just understand, this is how women operate. Some women operate. But it's like, it's just a mess.
I don't like that though sometimes though, I'll be real. Especially from a relationship standpoint. Mm. Like, you do something and she'll read into it in like 10 different ways. And it's like, I didn't even say it like that, bro. But you've already read it.
But it's true. You've it's feel like you get caught out when she maybe asks you a certain question. You're thinking, oh shit, maybe I do. Da-da-da-da.
Yeah, but then I'm just thinking, okay, where did this come from? Because that's not what I meant.
See, they don't want to get caught. I don't
want to. No. It's where like, did it come from? No, like, it's like, where did this come from? Like, I said it one way and you've taken it like 5 different ways. I've said this on the podcast before. Like, I've said this in one way and like, you've had 5 different interpretations of what I've said.
But do you think that's maybe because you're not clear with what you said?
No. I've said it this way, just take it the way it's been said. If you look into it, fair enough, dissect it a little bit, but you have like 5 different ways of like how this has been said and you want to analyze each one. It's like, I didn't even think that far ahead. I literally just said it how it was.
Yeah, maybe girls are a bit too in depth and men are, I feel like men are just very on the surface. It's true.
But there's a reason, like when you say something, it comes from somewhere. So why can't I ask where that came from? It comes from somewhere. You don't just say stuff just like
fair,
so that's why I think women, like I said, men are different from women. I think women, with that whole intuition, there's some spiritual thing where we just like talk, like I need to get it out. Like, and men are just like, no.
Yeah, they just don't give you much, like, so they really don't.
Damn.
It's true.
Like, and then they say women give too much. We tell you exactly how we feel, when we feel it, how we're feeling it. You guys don't like that, but you guys are just.
Do you like the nonchalant niggas, like the nonchalant type? No, doesn't run at all. Not in the
slightest. Yeah, but I feel like don't be too forward. Because then I won't like you either. Like, if you're too honest and too upfront, then I'm just
calm
like,
down, bro.
I don't mind. Obviously, there's you never want too much of everything, but I just like an upfront guy.
Yeah, but upfront to an extent, like.
What are you saying, Fez? Fez.
I don't like nonchalant people because they don't make any decisions.
No, it's true. But then I feel like when you're faced with like someone who's so upfront, then you have to make that decision there and on the spot.
I mean, that's life.
No, I don't want to make that.
She's not for it.
I need to think.
She's not for it. Career wise, what are you guys after? Like, what's the goals, the dreams? Do you want to share?
No, I can't.
I mean, I have a main goal, which is obviously the music.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Singer-songwriter,
yes.
Fez.
Whichever one comes first, really. But obviously, yeah, that's what I've wanted to do as from young. But I know that in that industry, you need, especially as an independent artist, you need to have money. So I went to uni, you know, got the music business degree. So it's just kind of seeing if I can get into that field, you know, have the money, invest in myself. But either way, for whatever crazy, like, I'm saying crazy reason, that maybe something. But for whatever reason that it doesn't work out that way, I'll still have like an avenue in the music industry, yes. Like creative directing, managing like projects.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just very creative. So anything in the music industry, but the marketing.
It will work.
So I think it will. Honestly,
we're speaking into
existence. No,
I know it'll actually. I'm trying to not sound.
How do you feel about women like representing the music game now, especially in R&B? Do you think it's you lot are booming? Or do you think it's just dying out?
I do think there's some sick women out there, but I think the reason it took me so long to kind of answer that question is because the women I really just think, oh my god, like so sick. They're not really at the forefront.
They're kind of like
underground. And I don't know why in America, when you have that soulful church gospel strong voice sound,
it's more saying, but
in
still,
the
yeah,
UK,
yeah.
you need to kind of dilute it a bit. And I just, it's sad because even when me going into it, I'm thinking, okay, like, I'm staying true to myself. Like, I don't have any plans, like, whatsoever. Obviously, I haven't even started. I'm here talking about this, but I don't have any plans whatsoever of, like, compromising. Like, I want to do real R&B, and yeah. I think it is coming back though, because
I've been told that there's a resurgence of like R&B, especially
honestly,
in the
like,
UK.
There's so
I've been
many
told,
sick R&B artists out there right
I've
now.
Been told,
so
been
many, told. But I think they're upcoming, but they're just not at the forefront right
Did
now.
Did you start in church?
Yeah, I mean, I started at home. Like I've just always sang with my dad, but definitely the first time. Is it the first?
Who
time?
Told you you could sing?
I think it was my, I just always sang. Like my dad.
But like who told you like you can
sing? I think it was my dad.
Your dad told you you can actually sing.
I remember like, you don't really remember when you're young, but I remember when I was like 4, I just remember being in the living room with my dad. I had to be 4 because I was living in my other house. And we would just do like vocal lessons and we'd be like, la, 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 la. And it would tell me breathe. And my mom would like laugh at us like, you crazy people.
Mad.
And he actually helped me like just naturally know how to like breathe and listen and stuff like that. But then I went to stage school from like 7 up until like I was 15, 16.
Nice.
So it's
nice.
Just always, that's why I just can't imagine doing anything like.
So the goal is to obviously.
Just be a music everything,
music,
have my finger.
Music everything.
Yes.
Okay. Nice, man. No problem. We're gonna wrap up soon, anyways. I came late, so
this was fun. I really liked
it. You guys to get out. Yeah, you guys are definitely gonna come back on the pod, man. Mm. Hopefully, I'm not. Hopefully, I don't come late.
Mm-hmm.
I don't come.
Maybe
I don't,
you can bring food next
time. Huh? What you say?
I said maybe you can bring food next.
Maybe I bring. You guys should have told me if you were hungry, I would have grabbed something. I would have grabbed something.
I love food.
What's your vibe? What are you eating?
Anything Italian.
Oh, sorry. Chinese. You know, I recently had wraps for the first time properly. Yeah.
First time.
Yeah, I'm being serious. I've never been to Vapiano's.
What did you get?
I had I'll say pasta bar. Which pasta did
no,
I
but
have?
What pasta did you get? Like what was in it? It was a cognac, gambaretti.
I need to look at the menu.
Camara.
No, it wasn't Alfredo. I need to look at the menu.
Gambaretti spinaci.
You guys are really Vaps.
No, me and Sydney, we literally went Vaps like last week.
Let me look at the menu.
It's
see
the way to my heart.
I had that.
I love
lie.
Pasta. That's probably other than Nigerian food, past anything Italian, lasagna, pizza, pasta.
The Vaps menu, okay, hold on.
Then after that, probably like any Asian food. What's your favorite Nigerian food? With everything. Pounded jam, with plantain, with on the side, the jollof rice. Yes, Eforiro plantain. Like, just have the Eforiro, put some stew, fry plantain, have like maybe one chicken.
Okay.
And you eat the plantain with the Eforiro. Oh.
What? That's mad.
It's crazy. I thought people ate that. It's amazing. Literally, just like cut like 2 plantains. It's a whole meal, but it's just plantain and spinach.
Okay. I had the bruschetta gambretti.
Bruschetta gambretti.
Yes.
That bread.
Hey, this babe. It's pasta, bro.
Bruschetta.
Is that how you say it?
You need to get the cognac.
The bruschetta gambretti.
Get the cognac.
With
no
the prawns.
With prawns.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You lot are really Vaps babes. Yes. Yeah, oh say God. Nothing.
He's only been the first.
I've only
time.
Been once, though.
Wait, did you like it?
It was nice, though. It was very filling. I didn't think I had
that
the
creamy or
the bruschetta brantebre. What the bruschetta gambretti?
What's that? Is that creamy?
It's
tomato-y?
Pasta. It's a toasted ciabatta with chopped tomato, topped with grilled king prawns.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You need to get the cognac.
Do you pull
the gambretti?
Yeah, I do. But yeah, in regards to goals and aspirations, Sydney, what are we saying?
Dude, don't let it get off that.
Where are you? Talk your ish, man.
Say it. Everything, even stuff I don't even know about. Go on.
I don't know. Like, I feel like when you tell people, like, it might not happen though.
Okay.
I like to keep it quiet until it happens. But no, I've got a new job.
Okay.
I'm going to start that soon. It's a support worker.
Nice.
I'm doing that. Doing my uni.
What are you studying by the
way?
Social work. Right,
so it makes sense. My new job.
Fizz.
I do nails. I'm going to do another nail course. I want to like perfect my
you
nails.
Do what, sorry?
Nails.
Nails, okay.
And yeah, I feel like that's it for this year. I just want to get a new car.
Okay, all right. All
I
right.
need to save. I want to invest. I've got a few plans, gym.
Mm-hmm.
I need to be more consistent, like just a bit more self-discipline in life. Like, I've got bears. I need to.
Did last year teach you anything in particular? I'll just before we wrap up. You feel like last year taught you anything in particular?
Do you know what? You know, like everyone says, like 2021 is a bad year. I don't feel like it was that bad. Like, I had like stuff going on in my family and stuff. Like my uncle passed away and that. But
I'm so to you that.
Thank you, but I feel like. as much as I'm sad about it, there's stuff I can be grateful for as well. Like, I'm alive, I'm still breathing, my other family members are well. Like, I don't know, I feel like I can find stuff to be appreciative of. And
fairs, that's good. That's a good mindset to have.
But I feel like I can, I've seen how I've grown as a person and how I want to grow by the end of next year as a person, and have changed from the start of 2021 to end of 2022. Definitely.
But yeah, before we go, this is a chance for you lot to plug yourselves. Let everybody know what you got going on, what you're doing. Instas, the socials, the whatnots. My fine boyfriend from this podcast. You never know, you know.
I don't even know. You might.
I
wish I could.
You might.
I don't even know. Might
plug yourselves. So you might find boyfriend from this.
Don't try me, because.
No, try her. Everything is Soul the artist, S-O-L, the artist.
That's lovely, lovely. Any upcoming projects? Should we be expecting anything?
I'm gonna say it so like to hold me accountable, but I'm
EP.
I'm looking to I don't want to start with an EP, I'm gonna start with a single.
Nice, okay.
Within the next few months.
Hey, yeah. Alright. Okay. Y'all niggas heard that here first, bruv. She said there's singles coming up. Exclusive on Russo.
Look on my Instagram, I just wanna see what
better be
there. Oh, but yeah, Sydney, you wanna plug yourself before we go? If you find her,
that's good enough for me.
But yeah, man, that's Real Soulful episode 69, and that is a wrap.